little Dreamweaver action for you. 15 minutes after 9 o'clock on your election day 2016. And greetings, you beautiful humans. Well, a bunch of candidates' dreams are going to be dashed tonight when the election results start coming in. And make sure that you stay tuned in to this quality radio station all day long for all the results. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in the presidential primary right now. And I'll tell you why I can say that. You guys know how I love the rewind feature, This Day in History. Well, one of the things about understanding history is that you can analyze what's going to happen in the future. Now, people are all freaked out about our current state of affairs. And there are some things that are happening on the planet right now and in our country and in our state that are a little disconcerting. I will give you that. But if you know your history, you know that it's been a lot worse, and it could be a lot worse. Like, we've got this thing called Islamic radical terrorism, right? It's bad. It's really bad. They are trying to get a dirty bomb to drop on our nation's capital or on New York City or wherever they could, frankly. And it probably is going to happen at some point. They're not trying for no reason. I remember when I was in college at UW-Madison, I had a 8 a.m. class on thermonuclear strategy, on nuclear war, at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And our professor was an old school Cold Warrior. The guy probably was in his 60s at the time, seemed old at the time, not so old anymore. And I was really freaked out about World War III and the nuclear proliferation between the United States and the Soviet Union. And I took a lot of political science courses, but this particular course, of course, attracted me. And I happened to see the professor walking up Bascom Hill one day. And I lassoed him, and I said, "Professor, is it going to happen?" And he said, "Is what going to happen?" I said, "Are we going to have nuclear war with the Soviet Union?" And he said, "Of course we're going to have it." He said, "They wouldn't have them," meaning the USSR and us, "if we did not intend to use them." He said, "But I thought we were going to have a nuclear exchange or an atomic exchange in the late 40s and 50s. And then, of course, here came the Cuban Missile Crisis with President Kennedy. He said, "But in the meantime, I've written 8 books, I've got 7 grandchildren, and I'm about to retire." He said, "Live your life. You never know." So obviously, we haven't had a nuclear exchange between us and the Russians now, or China. But we've had this thing called MAD. It's M-A-double-D, Mutually Assured Destruction Doctrine. Which means if you send your nukes to us, we're going to wipe you out. And if you send them, or if we send them to the USSR, they're going to wipe us out. Mutually assured destruction. Well, we don't have that with ISIS. And it's going to be bad. It's going to be a bad day when that happens. Now, hopefully our intelligence agencies and our government are doing everything they know how to do in order to prevent that. But even that won't be the worst day. You know what's a really bad day? When two brothers have to make a decision, are they going to fight in opposing armies in the Civil War? That's a bad day. You know what a bad day is? When within a decade, you have the assassinations of people like John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Watergate, the Vietnam War. It's a really bad day when you're an African American and you can't use the same bathrooms or sit at a lunch counter or you have to sit in the back of the bus. That's a really bad day. So it's great to know history and to understand history, and past performance always indicates future performance. Almost always. It's very rare for somebody to change. That's why I was able to make an accurate prediction about the Super Bowl. because I did it on past history. I had no dog in that hunt. I didn't care if Denver or Carolina won. And you guys know that I personally think that Peyton Manning did the human growth hormone. Personally, that's my opinion. So I was not in favor of Peyton Manning going out on top. However, I know the history of Super Bowls. And great defenses, generally speaking, beat good offenses. And that's what happened that day, didn't it? As Marv Levy points out to us. Often. On this quality radio station. And this is why I'm going to tell you who is going to win the presidential primaries today. Because of past history. This is why I predicted that Villanova would beat North Carolina. That North Carolina and Villanova yesterday would be in the finals. And that Villanova would win. Because of past performance. Jay Wright is a great basketball coach. As our man on Wednesdays, Rick Jones, pointed out last week. Not that North Carolina's Roy, what's his last name? Roy Williams is any chump. But you saw how he reacted after the game. He was drained and looked very, very old and desperate. And North Carolina played a heck of a game. But I predicted Villanova. I predicted that Denver would win the Super Bowl. And here's who I predict. Knowing my Wisconsin election history, my Wisconsin voters, on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders will win the Wisconsin presidential primary, running away with it. And here's why. Because not only is the momentum with Bernie, but the intensity of his supporters is so far outpaces Hillary Clinton's. It's not even funny. Bernie had a rally in Eau Claire, had thousands of people show up at this football stadium. They were lined up for a quarter of a mile to get a seat at the Bernie Sanders rally. Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, isn't even going to have an event tonight. She knows. You know what she's doing tonight, Hillary? She's having a campaign fundraiser in Manhattan. That's what she's doing. Bernie will be here. He will win your Democratic primary. And on the Republican side, Ted Cruz will triumph over Trump. And the reason is because Wisconsin voters, whether they be on the left or on the right, are sophisticated. And the base of the Republican Party, not just in our state, but all over the country, of course, are conservative, right-wing Christian people. And Ted Cruz is their candidate. How in the world Donald Trump has pulled the wool over the eyes of so many Republican voters, especially evangelicals, is incredible. But he has. Now, after the great Tom Carco's news at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell you about how these winner-take-all primaries on both sides of the political aisle work. It's a bit convoluted. And I've asked a lot of people, but finally I plugged in and did some pretty significant digging. And I will tell you how I'm in these winner-take-all primaries, how these other candidates could get some delegates coming out. But as I've told you, I am in the midst of reading Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, because I want to know what's going on in this guy's head. He's obviously had a significant impact on politics and the campaign, said Captain Obvious on this primary day, 2016. But all you need to know about Donald Trump is that he has not changed. Most people don't. If you want to know what Donald Trump would do as president, look at his past performance. He talks about how he's going to become all presidential once he locks down the nomination and then, of course, wins the presidency. No, he's not. He's going to be Donald Trump. He broke out Melania. Did you see that in the last couple days? I would consider voting for Trump just to have Melania as first lady. Not really. But she had a very conservative dress on. She was on the Sean Hannity show last night with Trump at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. And she had a very conservative dress on and looked stunning. And we were running the spot from Ivanka Trump on WRJN. And she's an impressive woman. He will, if he's president, I would say the odds on are is that he will become president of the United States. He's not going to win the primary today. But he will figure out a way to get enough delegates in Cleveland. And again, because the energy is so with Trump and not with Hillary, there are a lot of Bernie supporters that will not vote for Hillary. I would say that there are more Bernie supporters that won't vote for Hillary than there are Cruz supporters or Republicans that won't vote for Trump. Because as heinous a prospect of a Donald Trump presidency is to so many Republicans, the fact that they're endorsing Ted Cruz, they hate Ted Cruz. Trump said it yesterday. It's true. They despise Ted Cruz. He was with Scott Walker yesterday. Cruz's daughter wanted him to put on a cheese head, and he would not do it. Smart move. You don't want to put something on your head as a presidential candidate. See Michael Dukakis. Once again, history comes to the fore. So this is from Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. He's talking about his penchant for the big deal. And he says, as for those of you who have the same genes, who have those instincts, and could be highly successful, well, I still hope you won't follow my advice, because that would make it much tougher world for me. That's not a leader, ladies and gentlemen. That is a narcissistic, selfish, egomaniacal person that has great instincts and great experience and perspectives on how to close deals and how to do big things, and doesn't want other people to succeed because it'll be tougher for him. He says, I like thinking big. I always have. To me, it's very simple. If you're going to be thinking anyway, you might as well think big. Most people think small because most people are afraid of success, afraid of making decisions, afraid of winning. And that gives people like me a great advantage. My father built low-income and middle-income buildings in Brooklyn and Queens, but even then, I gravitated to the best location. When I was working in Queens, I always wanted Forest Hills. As I grew up older and perhaps wiser, I realized that Forest Hills was great, but Forest Hills isn't Fifth Avenue, and so I began to look towards Manhattan. Because at a very early age, I had a true sense of what I wanted to do. And here's the key, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't satisfied just to earn a good living. I was looking to make a statement. Now, has that bode well for him? Or does it bode well for him in what he's trying to do? Yeah, it does. But that is not mentally healthy. Don't do things because you're trying to make a statement, that you're trying to prove that you're the best. Just be the best. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. Speaking of the best, the great Tom Carco on the news is next on your radio friend.
A little help can make a big difference, especially when a trusted caregiver from Society's Assets helps a senior or person with a disability live safe.